What is up, Nicole?
Well, I mean, today's just been a very crazy day for me. Been
ups and downs.
Never really know where the next 5 minutes is going to take me. That's for sure. I woke up this morning. My whole day has been thrown off. I had received a Slack message that was like, hey, we actually don't want you to have this meeting that's in 5 minutes that you planned for. So cancel it. And I was like, great. Thank you for that input. And then I cried over you and Nick. I just was literally just crying about how much I love you guys. And I'm so happy that you're my friends. So that was really good for me. And then I blew a fuse in my bathroom, had to wait for the electrician to come. And of course, the minute we said that we would start recording, because we're like, is he going to come? When's he going to come? Like, let's just start recording. My doorbell rings.
I mean, we knew.
I said the minute we decide to hop on the mic, he's going to come. And Kate what sent happened? Me. She sent me the link and the doorbell rang. And I said, God damn it.
Every time. So what did he have to do to fix it?
He had to change the outlet. So it was just work that had to be done that I couldn't do myself because I'm not an electrician. So,
and I'm really proud of you for admitting that.
I mean, I tried to fix the problem myself first.
Like, we all know that you do not love to ask for help for household things like that. You have previously been a plumber, an electrician. Anything that goes wrong, like, you're pretty convinced you know how to fix it. So I'm proud of
you.
All
I have to do is watch a YouTube video and I can figure it out.
Well, I'm really proud of you for knowing this time the limit of your skills.
The benefits of therapy is just admitting to yourself that you can't do it all. So it's working.
Every day we grow a little more with therapy.
We do.
Huh?
We do.
The two of us.
You know, this time last year, you two girls were delusional. We were depths of delusion. Not to say that some delusion isn't good and there.
You know, however, we like to be delusional.
However, you know, us last year and us right now, day and night.
Day and night. We are so healthy.
Thank you so much for being on this journey with us, like being on our mental health journey with us. And we hope you are also on that journey. Or thinking about that journey.
Now, just as like chaotic, but stable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fun. We're learning to set boundaries.
Yes. Yes. Big boundary setters now.
Huge boundary setters. It's going great. I'm loving life for us, especially. Mm-hmm. I'm just like so excited for your wedding. And like, I literally can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
Okay, same. I'm so excited about it.
I'm like, I can't wait for my wedding, which not even remotely soon or in the window of possibility right now. But who knows? I'm like, wow, being part of Kate's planning sessions is making me so excited for my future wedding.
I know. Do you like how much like photoshopping I'm doing?
I do. Your two girls work has like taught you so well.
So much. I'm like, I can do this. I'm like, oh, like I'm just going to throw together a little mood board. I'm just going to throw a couple
just to visualize
photos in here. And then I'm going to Photoshop this, or I'm going to use Canva to put this, take the background off of this photo of a bouquet and just put it right on top of the other photos.
It's perfect. You're crushing it.
I mean, I'm trying my best.
Transferable
skills,
baby.
I'm no Riley, but none of us are. I'm doing my best. Yeah. And then we get to see each other next weekend.
I know. I'm so excited. Literally was giddy yesterday thinking about it.
Like, the laughs we're going to have.
Like, when this episode comes out, it will be 1 week until we are in each other's arms again. And like, it's so much for me. I can't wait.
I can't wait to struggle run up the stairs of your apartment building with my suitcase just waddling up the stairs trying to go as fast as possible, just profusely sweating,
arms
so
wide
I can
open
get into your arms
ready for you. I can't wait.
Literally, I think my brother's gonna come.
Oh, full house.
Not with, he won't stay with you. Oh, he'll stay with his friend. But I was like, I'm assuming you're maybe looking for an excuse to go off Cape. And he was like, I could probably make that work. So I think he might come to New York. But he was like, I'm poor because I just had to do a bunch of shit on my car. So he's like, I don't want to pay any money. And I was like, okay, well, one of the nights, come to Nicole's. We'll go to the wine bar. You won't have to pay that much. It'll be much less than usual.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be fun. Okay, can't wait to see the whole Lazat clan.
Sue and Mike won't be here, but you'll see them soon enough.
Soon enough. Oh, my God. Okay, exciting. Because
summer's coming. There are so many good vibes happening right now.
Like, the vibes are so good, dude.
Summer's coming. Warm weather is coming.
The F1 season is starts so soon.
Drive to Survive is in
1 month.
1 month one from month. Today. Exactly yes. 1 month.
Yeah.
I mean, what's better than this?
Oh, it may be winter, but you know what? The sun is shining. The birds the are singing. Shining. The grass the is green.
The
sun is
shining. The tank is clean.
Exactly.
All good vibes. We're psyched. And we have a lot to talk about today. A lot of fun shit has happened.
I mean, since I think
the last time we talked.
You know what I was thinking about? Like, I truly love that this, like, our premise of our podcast is like pop culture and gossip and just like chatting about the drivers. Because, like, if we
didn't do that, what would we be talking about?
Like, if we couldn't have a podcast like during the off season, like,
what would we do? I don't know. It would be so weird. However, before we jump into like our new things, first of all, welcome everyone.
welcome.
This is TG1F, an F1 podcast with Kate and Nicole. We're your hosts. My name is Kate.
I'm Nicole.
This is our show. And now we're going to go. So before we jump in to all the new shit we have to talk about this week, I feel like there are 2 points that we need to revisit from last week.
Yes.
Number one. Is Max at the virtual Le Mans? This is one of the opinions that I feel like, first of all, we didn't know too much about it. So, like, that's on us. And you guys know that when you listen to this podcast, we are never going to be your sources of factual information. We are not deep diving into a bunch of facts and education. We are just hearing things and we're talking about them. So,
yeah, you guys always have to check your own sources. Like, yeah. Check your own sources. Like, do your own fact checking, okay?
So a lot of people, even, like, Max haters, were kind of coming to his defense after our discussion last week about his tantrum that he threw after Virtual Le Mans. And I would like to just – I'll bring up the points just because they were fair points that people said.
Go ahead.
But apparently – a lot of people in the world of esports and around Virtual Le Mans were coming to Max's defense, saying that, like, he deserved to be upset about that because it's up to the servers and the program to have functioning servers that mm-hmm. don't short out like that. Like, it wasn't mm-hmm. his fault that that happened. And this is a real sport. It's not, I'll quote myself here, I'll take onus here. It's not, quote, just video games. This is a real sport. This is something that people are very passionate about, and this is their job and their livelihood, and that's amazing. And so I don't want it to feel like I was diminishing that. So whether or not
Notes app apology needs to go up.
Whether or not Max was right in that he had it through a tantrum, we will still be saying he did throw a tantrum, and mm-hmm. no one can say that that's false. But I will take back my comments that it was just video games and that he needs to grow up, because that's all I'm gonna say about that. The second thing we have to talk about,
you and I almost got canceled last week.
We have never gotten so many DMs about a single podcast episode. Like, now I believe that people listen to this podcast, because specifically we had so many people commenting to us about our conversation about the Pope. And I learned so much about the Pope last week and Catholicism. So, and I want to say that 98% of the people that messaged us about this were laughing with us. They were just like, you guys are so dumb. And let me learn you today about the Pope. And, like, I can't believe like you spent 5 minutes of a podcast talking about the Pope when your podcast is about Formula One. Like, just ridiculous. And people, and those, how we know those are the real TG1Fers, because like they get it. But we learned a lot about this and people were very kind to us. And we're just like, you guys are ridiculous. Let me teach you something. And we learned that it is John Paul II, mm-hmm. Pope John Paul II. He is very beloved. People mm-hmm. love him. He is number one pope. Like, I mean, I was asking if people power rank the popes. They do.
Yes, they do.
And he is number Correct. One. Mm-hmm. He is power ranked number one pope in mm-hmm. history. We love John Paul II. Everyone does. All the cool kids love John Paul II. So I now am a fan of John Paul II.
I mean, I'm not really a fan of any pope, but that's fine.
But John Paul seems pretty lit and people love him. And what we learned is that in... there are certain, you know, cultures that it is very normal to have a strong affinity for the Pope. A lot of people, I think most of the people that we talked to were from Mexico or mm-hmm. Italy. And especially in those two countries, it's very common for people to have a picture of the Pope in their wallet or in the car, and it like brings like safety and mm-hmm. guidance, and just kind of is something like someone wearing a cross, but like mm-hmm. having the Pope. And so I did say this last week, but none of that conversation from either of us was meant to be offensive or anything. And I still think we had to learn. It's something we didn't know about. Culturally, again, I was not aware.
We didn't make any comments about people being less than because of it.
Oh no,
we were just stating, having a conversation about it. So
similar, and speaking of therapy, this is about me taking responsibility for my actions mm-hmm. and taking onus for things that I feel badly about. Mm-hmm. So similar to how I took back my comment about Max saying that was not, quote, just video games, I will be rescinding my statement that Checo doing that was weird or on the top of the list of weird things that drivers do.
I don't think you meant that term though. Like, I don't think you meant it in like you thought that it was like strange.
No,
right?
No. You know, like, it's not strange.
I didn't mean it that way.
Checo is like a weird person for driving around. Like, it's just, I think I more meant like a funny, out of the ordinary thing.
Yes.
That like not everyone has the Pope in their car. Correct. And especially not of like the 20 drivers on the grid. I feel like he's probably the only one. So I did not mean it in a derogatory way, but it is something that has been weighing on me since last week. And I was educated by a lot of people in our comments and like taught the history of the Pope, which I have never learned before really. And so I appreciated it. And I just wanted to bring that up. So
thank you for...
Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Thanks for fact checking. Thanks for double clicking on that.
Yeah, I'm, you know, we're always growing. We're always learning. We're always doing better.
Okay, moving on.
Anyways.
enough of our apology tour. Okay, we apologize for being mean to the Pope. Okay, we don't mean it. We love Pope Benedict. No.
No.
We love Pope Francis.
John Paul.
Well, Pope Francis is pretty liberal. He's pretty progressive. He's current Pope, so he's like fine.
I respect people that this is their culture and their way of life, and they have, you know, a strong faith. And I respect that because everyone can do what they want to do. And so it's not something I've grown up with. But if that is you, and if you have a picture of the Pope in your wallet or in your car or in your bedroom or in your home or anywhere in your life, good for you. And I respect you for that. And I don't think you're weird.
Segue. So. You know who needs to be begging for forgiveness as well?
Oh my God. Yeah, there's no way we were going to get out of that without a segue, huh?
Begging for forgiveness. Who needs to be on their hands and knees begging for forgiveness is... whoever posted that photo of Danny Rick, that recent photo of Danny Rick with his hair like that. Who posted that photo? Why does he look like that? When I tell you I saw that photo and I had a personal crisis.
That was maybe one of the most tragic photos that I've ever seen. We've just known that it's been coming.
I know. But why did it look like such a bad wig? Like the way that it was like up, it looked like a horrible wig, and I just don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why it looked like that.
To my boy. Who did this to my boy?
I'm like, I was too stunned to speak, and then everyone kept sending it to me. They're like, have you seen this? Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it, and I've experienced it, and I'm going through the five stages of grief right now, okay?
We're still on denial.
His outfit looked so good. He looked so hot. Like, I was like, I'm... This is everything to me. And then, why did his hair look like that? I don't know. I'm just, like, really upset. I'm still reeling.
Reeling. I mean,
from this photo. Although, I don't know if you saw the photo I posted.
It's time to call up Seb. It's time to call up Seb and get his plug. His plug.
His plug. His plug.
His plug. Plug. Him and Lewis, we need the plug plug because Danny needs some plug plugs in his head.
He needs it. Stat. He needs it. Stat.
I mean, he's like one of the best looking people in the world, and like you can't be letting that happen.
It was the woman was too stunned to speak, to say the least. And yeah. I want better for him. Although I will say, you know, I think it was just like, was he wearing like a hat or something?
Because I mean, it has
the
to
way
be
that it
else.
Was, because usually he has like some curls that hang down in the front, and like yeah. I don't know where it was kind of like push him, not like Aaron Samuels. His hair does not look sexy pushed back. Okay?
I think he must have had like a hat or a headband or something, or maybe it was super super windy and it was just like blowing his hair back, you know.
They were inside,
I don't know.
Though, weren't they? I don't know.
No, I thought it was outside. So it could have been, or he was like super sweaty and he just like, you know, he could have been doing things. We're not taking this as Bible that that's what his hair looks like.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Thank you for talking me off today. You were talking me off the ledge on that. I won't let you go there. I saw the photo of him that I posted on our story today. I don't know if you saw it.
The Harry Styles Niall Horan photo?
No. What?
Of Danny, where he looks like Harry Styles and Niall Horan in that outfit.
Is that what we're referring to as? Yes. Where he's wearing like the green sweater kind of jacket thing and like high-waisted khakis and like loafers. Yeah. And I was like, who is this man?
He looks amazing.
He looks so good.
Looks
and I'm like,
so good.
You're right. Actually, you're right. He is in his Niall Horan Harry Styles.
It's a night that if there's one thing that is, it's a Niall Horan outfit. Like if that's not a Niall Horan outfit, I'm jumping off a bridge. Because
you're 100% correct.
Now like it's like the short sleeve, like bowler shirt for lack of a better term, with the wider leg pants and this, like that's Niall.
That is. You're right. 100%.
He's in denial. That his hair is gone.
He looks so good. I was like,
so good.
Yes. Off season Danny, not on the grid Danny, is like crushing it.
Yeah.
He needs
I mean,
a spray and so sponsorship and, like, so bad.
Yeah. He's been real quiet. And I'm happy for him that he hasn't like had things to do. Like, I'm glad that he's like Jay chilling.
Yeah.
You know, like he's like living his best retired life.
He's probably devastated that the Bills got knocked out of the playoffs.
He's probably devastated his best friend is now working for his rivals.
True. I know.
We always knew Michael was a snake.
But it's Yuki, so like, can we really be that
so everyone's
mad about
excited
it?
About it?
Like, that photo of them where Yuki was on Michael's shoulders a couple of weeks ago, like, changed my life.
It was so cute.
I can't be that mad at Michael for ditching Danny. And he's
Danny looks healthy now. So
also talking about his going to his rivals, Danny's literally in the pit of vipers. He went back as a prodigal son. Okay, we have so many.
Okay, but also, I need to find the episode where I said I thought this was going to happen.
I know you called it. I know you did.
I called it.
That doesn't mean that I'm happy about it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I called it and you thought I was crazy.
No,
you were like,
I didn't think that you
thought I was crazy.
I didn't think you were crazy. I just didn't want it to happen because I want better for Danny.
I know. I just knew it. I knew he was the
prodigal. As someone who has taken their ex back at some point, I do not think it is a good decision. And I just don't think that he should have done it.
I mean, yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to end well for him.
Both things are true here.
So, that's all I'm saying.
Well.
But now you know what has...
We've spoken of your true love, and now let's speak on my true love.
Okay, speak on it.
Charles training video.
Oh. Oh.
3 days of training with Charles.
Now, where do we begin?
I don't know. Like, if I could sell my soul to be in that mountain lodge with him, I would.
Single era Charles is woof. Okay? He's like, giving us what we need. He's giving us what we want.
The training
they said,
video.
Sex like, sells, baby.
And he was like not even shirtless for 99%
but
of
again,
that video. And
sexy
I was like,
is more than just not taking like taking your clothes off. Like
sexy
is
him being like, I'm waking up and I'm going touring, ski touring. He did say that in the video, and I was
as we learned,
you know what that is now. Ski touring, and then I'm gonna go back, and then I'm gonna work out, and then I'm gonna like relax, and then I'm gonna go skiing again. Like hot,
so hot, and just him.
He just
like
so good. And then they skied to the restaurants that he could eat dinner, and I was like, okay, crazy, but also. He's gonna look so good this season.
This is what men don't understand we talk about sex appeal. It's like, it's so many other things. It's so many things wrapped up into one person that make you sexy.
And he was like kind of funny.
Yeah.
He was just like really.
He had a lot of personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, he was listening to Kings of Leon in his car. I was like, not Coldplay.
I mean, it's Coldplay adjacent.
I love Kings of Leon.
I do too. I do too. But
don't
like,
say that.
But like, I mean, I don't dislike Coldplay. I think Coldplay's got some good stuff. You know, I'm just saying, I think it's like in the same vein. Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. It was just like giving everything. And then like the photos that he posted, him just being a mountain man and like ice picking his way up a mountain, like watching him do that.
Hot.
I can't. I just, woof. It's
in. Ice picking and backcountry skiing, out running in, on the beaches in Monaco.
And okay, so because he was, were he and Carlos in the same place?
I think they were both in the Dolomites. Yeah,
were they not? They're not doing training camp together.
I don't think
though,
they
I
were
think.
Together. No,
but they were both in the same like region.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean that one. Great too. It's just everyone is just training and like
we've gotten a lot of really really good workout videos in the past week. Let's talk about Toto.
I want to talk about this video specifically because number one, there's Toto, and number two, I have to talk about George, but let's talk about Toto first.
I just like it reminds it's very reminiscent of the third season.
Yes. Yes.
Of Drive to Survive, where there's that whole scene of Toto working out in the gym. And I think that was kind of like the first, I would say that was my Toto sexual awakening. I think like I always thought he was like really handsome, but I never was like, okay, Toto. And then I saw those clips of that scene of him working out in the gym and I was like, okay, Toto.
Okay, Toto.
We get it. I'm in. I'm fully in on this man.
Invested.
Exactly. And now I just think George posting that photo of him working out, like, it's, Kate, can you imagine? You and I used to go to the gym together all the time. Like, that used to be our thing. A TBT to Lorenzo. The hot trainer at the gym who,
wearing
by the way,
specific glasses.
I almost bagged that one time.
You could have, but you were too good of a person.
I was too good of a person. I didn't. I knew he had a fiance, and I just, it was the thought, like, I just wanted to confirm that I could, right?
Absolutely.
I didn't.
I'm mad that I didn't get to, yeah.
It's fine.
Single person in the equation for that to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So. So that's whatever. I mean, that's the only reason I couldn't. Obviously.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
It is always the best bit.
It is. Okay.
Me and my muscles are like getting really strong. Don't worry about
it. We also got some workout content from Lando recently. We'll have to do a roundup. Thirst Trap Thursday this week is going to be a roundup of everyone's workout content.
Yeah. Yeah. Lando's working his neck out.
Okay. But then that one video, the one picture he took with the sweat dripping down his curl, I said,
whew, I just got chills.
I'm hot and bothered. I'm hot and bothered by that. And you know what you're doing. He put it last in the slideshow because he said, you're making it all the way. You deserve a little treat. You
just
deserve
a little
treat.
It's just.
We also saw some stuff from Nick DeVries today.
Logan Sargent too, I think.
And so everyone's just getting back into fight and shape. They're like, season starting soon. Time to hit that gym, get back into fighting shape for the new season that's right around the corner. But you know who's winning in all of this?
Us.
We're winning.
None of them, us.
Like, they're losing because they have to be working out. We're winning because we get to witness it. So thank you so much for putting it on the internet, boys. We really appreciate it.
And they know what they're doing.
A little treat for us.
Just a little treat for the girls.
We've been very good and we deserve it.
What else we deserved, something else that we deserved, was just an impromptu BFF hang between Charles and Pierre plus Esteban. Like,
I don't know if it was impromptu, but yes, it was a good BFF hang.
Well, it was impromptu to us. Like, it was an unexpected BFF hang. That's more what I meant. And the whole situation, because no one knew that Esteban was there at first. And then they're like, oh shit, Esteban's there. Because Charles is refusing to acknowledge that Esteban was there.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Like, what's the beef?
He's like, don't take my friend. He's like, you guys don't like each other. That's like, my friend. It's getting big, like...
Was Pierre like, hey, I can't not acknowledge him because we're teammates now?
Or did, like, Alpine make Pierre go, like, bring Esteban as... Was it, like, what if it was supposed to be an Alpine teen outing? Like, it was supposed to be the two of them. And Pierre was like, fuck that, I'm not going, I'm bringing Charles too. And Charles came because Charles was in the middle. So he was, like, a buffer friend. It's giving, like, big... You can hang out with your friend, but you have to bring your little brother along. It's like Alpine was like, Pierre, you can go hang out with Charles, but you have to take Esteban with you.
But it's so funny because, like, Pierre did end up posting a decent amount of photos with Esteban, and I'm sure because he's contractually obligated to.
Yeah.
But Charles literally, like, cut him out and didn't tag him in anything.
Like, he had a whole video montage of the whole experience, and where was Esteban? Nowhere.
Not nowhere to be seen. Literally, I don't know what's going on. That's going to be an interesting one to watch this season.
We'll be watching.
I'm tracking because
we're usually on breakup watch, and right now we're on friendship watch.
I'm just like, what did Esteban do to you? What's going on?
Like, was Esteban like, please don't tag me? But like, then he posted his own post. I don't know.
He didn't look happy to be there. Also, would love to chat. I mean, Charles also didn't look that excited to be there, especially at the game. And I was like, I wouldn't be that excited to be there either if I had to wear that fugly Ferrari sweatshirt that he was wearing. That sweatshirt costs like $700.
Every time. He always has to wear it.
Ugly. He's taking notes from Pierre. Remember when Pierre wore that really ugly sweatshirt that looked like it had been burned? Like, it was burned leather couch? You look like you got
ripped up. It was, like, gross. Mugged.
It's like, you know, Charles used to be in his ugly pants era. Now is he in his ugly sweatshirt era?
We don't know. We're not excited about it. Every day he gets a little closer to... Every day he learns something. He learned on the pants. And now we need to fix the rest of it. And then he'll be great.
He's, you know, trying something new, and I really appreciate that for him. But
I mean, I didn't love the pants he was wearing. Like, I felt like they were a little too baggy. Like, I felt like they were a little too shapeless.
At least they weren't the newspaper pants, babes.
Oh my God.
Let's count our blessings where we get them.
At least it wasn't the clown pants that he wore in Monaco last year. Oh,
yeah, those were tough too.
Those were the toughest of them all. In terms of power ranking the popes, I'm power ranking my least favorite Charles pants.
Yeah, that was a tough one for sure.
Like, okay, I'm gonna make a post like F1 did today about like
best hits
of 2022.
Don't get me started because
they picked the most boring photos. I'm like, this is Charles in a blue t-shirt.
This is Max in jeans and a jacket.
Not one photo of Lewis. Not one. So I'm gonna make a post. Least favorite Charles pants of 2022, and I'm just gonna make a carousel.
Please do.
Anyways, they better be putting up part two up soon with King Lewis only.
Literally,
the disrespect.
And then they chose like one of Joe's fits, and it was one of the most boring Prada fits that he had. Like, it was not even good. Who I was like, did you, together? You literally took 3 seconds to find these outfits and you didn't even contemplate it. You were like, we they need to post today.
Our, like, they could have looked at our Fit Check Fridays from the summer. We had Fridays. So many better ones.
Like,
we got to bring those back just for F1 to be able to pull from because they're fucking up.
Mm. Speaking of hot Fit Checks, one, Pierre at the Louis Vuitton show. Mm-hmm. He looked great. Mm-hmm. Two, Esteban and Elena.
Okay.
At their Paris Fashion Week outing.
Who is he in this, the Koupel sweatshirt? Who are you? Eleanor Calder?
I'm
from the early One Direction days.
I'm just saying, like, I love
who has
to
worn
see
the Koupels in like 10 years.
I'm just like, I love to see a different side of you that we don't normally get. Yeah. And so, like, I thought it was just like really fun to see him and Elena.
Yes. No, they looked great
at Paris Fashion Week.
But I was dead that he was wearing the Koupels. Like, I literally was dead. I was like, this is like, I had like visceral flashbacks to like reblogging photos on Tumblr of Eleanor Calder in her like sleeveless collared shirts. In like,
you are number one Eleanor stan.
Yeah, I am. I love Eleanor. But like in at the Grove in LA with Louis, and they're like walking around, and she was like wearing, carrying like a Koupels bag. She like was a slut for the Koupels, and that's all I could picture when I saw it. So I was like, I can't even like this outfit right now because it's bringing me to a really weird time in my life.
You're like, I am deeply triggered by this.
I was like, next he's gonna be wearing fucking Topshop and.
It's 2013 again.
I can't go back there.
mentally, don't send me back to 2013.
Mentally, can't do it. No.
But it has been a really good week for just like, like,
yeah,
BTS.
Had a fashion show mm-hmm. for his boy, Namias or whatever. Mm-hmm. He looked great. Lando was in GQ.
Yeah, Lando was in GQ, which I think I don't know why we didn't talk about this last week.
He looked
incredible.
He looked really good. I was like, there needed to be more here for him.
Also, they were like, the caption was, nicest guy in F1 and the breakout star of Drive to Survive. And I said,
I'm sorry, did Danny cancel last minute?
Please
and you didn't
put
even
some
update
respect.
Your caption?
Please put some respect on my man's name. On my man's name, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Yeah, breakout star? No. Slander. Nicest guy in the paddock? Still no.
Drive to Survive basically paid Red Bull to keep Danny on the grid so that they would have content. They'd still be able to interview him for something. They'd be like, we need him. We need him. You cannot let him go.
I know. Netflix was about to buy their own team just to have Danny like,
on that. Yeah, they were like, we can't lose him. This is Drive to Survive season 6. Are we on? We're going to be on season 6 after
5.
This year? No, the 5 is coming out, but like 6 is this season, 2023 season.
I mean, at what point, like, if people are like, at what point do people decide that they want to get into F1 and we tell them, like, you don't need to start at season 1? Like, at what point are we just like, start at season 3 or something? Like, when do we do that? Because I also am like, you need to start at season 1 because, like, I feel like season 1 really does introduce all the players so well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you do kind of need to watch season 1, but, like, I don't know. When is it too many seasons to tell people to watch?
I mean, for me, never. There's
seasons. But for someone that's coming in brand new and it's like, I want to get into it. Should I start Drive to Survive? And it's like,
yeah, but I feel like once you watch a couple of seasons and then you're like, well, I need to watch all the seasons now because I love the show.
I know. I'm like, do we tell people like start with season 1? I'll give you the quick highlights of like this person left and then you start season 3 or something. I don't know. Because I think that's going to start getting people to like not want to watch it because it's going to be overwhelming.
Well, I would say at least season 2 because in season 1 you don't have Ferrari or Mercedes, right? So it's like, if you're going to skip a season, you might as well just skip 1 and go to 2 because then we get introduced to all of the teams.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Tough.
Let's just rewatch all of the episodes and rank the episodes in.
Oh my God. Order of importance.
Order of importance. Where you get the most information from.
That could be fun. That could be a fun thing for us to do.
If we have enough time to do so.
No, we don't, but that's okay. That's a 3 years from now project. I'll put that on our list for 2025.
Okay, big fashion week is that Alex Albon talking about how he's a huge Crocs guy.
I knew I loved him.
He was doing like a GQ video, like you know how they do them, where they're like, your favorite things.
10 things I can't live without.
Yeah. And it was his baby blue Crocs. And they have gibbets, I think they're gibbets, which are the little like charms that go in your Crocs. And he's like, yeah, like I don't go anywhere without them. But when I'm traveling with the other drivers, like I generally don't wear them because they'll make fun of me. And I'm like, Alex.
Did I tell him that I got Crocs for Christmas finally?
Oh, you did? What color?
Green.
Like lime green, forest green. Okay.
Lime green. David got them for me. They're a little small. So yeah, he ordered me a new pair that are bigger. So I did have citrus before. It's like a lighter lime green, like almost like yellowy. And then, but they didn't have that in my size when he went to order the new ones. So I had to go a different like lime green. So those are on their way and I'm very excited because, you know, I've been asking for Crocs for every Christmas and birthday for like 10 years.
I actually didn't know that. If I had known that, I would have bought you Crocs way earlier.
I always am like,
I didn't know you were such a huge Crocs hoe.
Yeah, but it's like, it's something that I'm not going to go buy myself. You know, like I'm not going to be like the girl that bought herself Crocs. I would like to be the girl that got gifted Crocs. And so that's why she wears them. But she secretly thinks they're really, really cool. Like I just really have always wanted them. Everyone's like, they're so comfortable. They're the best shoes. And I'm like,
they are.
I have a comfy pair of shoes.
I mean, I had a pair like in the sixth grade. They were pink and I loved them. And then like kind of became not cool to wear Crocs. And so it kind of fell out. But then now they're cool again because they're very practical.
Yeah, they got sports mode.
I need a house pair of Crocs.
I need a Alex Albon giblet for mine.
Our Birkin Crocs. We loved our Birkin Crocs.
We did.
In the spring and summer. So need to update. Maybe just go straight to Crocs. Not even the Birkin Crocs, you know?
I think maybe we do.
I will get myself a pair so we can be matching on the beach.
Okay, perfect. Thank God.
I mean, I can't.
What would we do if we didn't have everything matching?
I can't let you only have a pair of Crocs and not me because I wouldn't be able to live with myself. That's yeah, but ridiculous. I just thought it was really cute. And I was like, Alex is a man of the people. He is a man of the people.
Best. He's just the best.
And I just want more for him. So excited to
see him.
See him carry the Williams social team this year as he did last year, but to new heights, and B, just really be a shining star. I feel good about Williams this year. Like I feel like Williams is going to be confidently midfield. And so to see Alex, would love to see him get a few podiums this year, fingers crossed, and really just bring some honor to the Alex Albon. What should we call the Alex Albon?
The Alboners.
Alboners? Is that what we're calling them?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Because I like Joe's hoes.
I just feel like we can't do ho for everyone, you know?
I know, but it's anyone whose name is an O. It's like so easy. We'll think on it. We need a full collection.
Yeah, we do.
It's been on the list for a long time.
We so just haven't long.
Sat down can and we like, just, thought about it.
We just have other priorities because we are doing too many things, as always. So
people who are doing too many things, Max Verstappen.
Tell me.
You know what I learned today?
What did you learn today?
That he
I don't know. Last time you said, you know what I learned today?
Yeah, it caused some serious drama. I don't think this is going to cause some hot water. Allegedly, Max rents his apartment in Monaco, which feels a little crazy to me that he would rent a place in Monaco because, like, I can't imagine that it's cheaper than buying a place because I feel like the monthly rent is probably so high that you might as well just buy a place and invest in it. If you didn't want to live there forever, then you could just like sell it, or he has more money than God probably. So like, it's like pocket change for you to have like a second home in Monaco. Don't know why it's such a big deal that you feel the need to like rent this place. Can you imagine Max like dealing with a landlord? Like to me, that's like
actually,
really funny.
Yeah, because I don't think he would want to have to actually, like, do any of the maintenance.
Like, but you don't have to do any of the maintenance when you're that rich and you own a place anyway. You just call someone else to come fix it. Landlords oftentimes just call someone else to come fix things. Case in point.
Maybe Kelly owns a place, and so Max just, like, rents his own place just to, like, maybe have it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Do you think he had to, like, hide his cats on his lease and he, like, didn't tell his landlord that he had two cats and
yeah, probably.
He didn't want to pay the extra pet fee on his.
I mean, probably. Most landlords do not want cats, so.
But allegedly he owns a plane. He owns a private jet. He owns a private jet, but he doesn't own a home.
He lives on that. He's there more than he's in his fucking apartment. So I was priorities.
Like, okay, I guess.
Fucking hates him for that. That's the origin of their beef.
If you think Lewis is flying commercial, he is high and mighty.
He's for... carpooling with private jets, all right? He's sharing with people.
You know who he's renting from? Taylor Swift.
Probably.
So they're all, you know, he's an eco-warrior. You're in the wrong field for this. I'm sorry. Look at how much traveling you do in a year. That's probably not very
carbon-friendly. Get on your Benny Blanc ocean and only take boats.
And jet skis. TBT. Yeah. TBT to that bit.
CDU to survive. Lewis is the next person on our CDU to survive tour.
Yeah. So, wow, it's 2 weeks in a row we've gotten eco-warrior-esque. Can you tell we're thinking deeply about this?
We're in therapy, all right?
So, anyway, just kind of wanted to bring up the fact that I don't know about Max. So Max does own a home
because he's literally only ever on his jet, probably.
Do you think it would be if you hypothetical question.
Okay. I have one too.
You have to say you're in the middle seat. You're in the middle seat, TBT, Pierre's flying economy. You're in the middle seat and you have to pick a good driver and a bad driver to be sat in between. You know the bad drivers. You know the ones that you wouldn't want to be sat next to. So you have to pick one that you would like and one that you wouldn't like.
Obviously, I'm sitting next to Charles on one side.
Obviously.
He's on the window side specifically so that I can, like, lean over him to, like, look out the window and, like, take photos. Oh. Yeah. Let's see. Controversial opinion here. Mm. I wouldn't want to be sitting next to Lando.
Okay.
I think he'd be so fucking annoying. He'd be, like, playing video games and just, like, texting and, like, doing, like, and just, like, laughing and, like, wouldn't shut up. Like, if I'm, like, trying to, like, sleep.
Gives me big iPad baby vibes.
Yes, exactly. I'm, like, I would have to, like, set him up with, like, his snacks and his iPad to, like, shut the fuck up for a little bit so that I could, like, enjoy my flight. And I'm, like, I'm trying to flirt with Charles here and you're just trying to talk to him about video games. So stop. You know?
Yeah, no, I get it. To me, I would love to be sat in between, I think, Alex Albon.
Okay.
Just because I think.
As your good driver?
As my good driver. I think we would have so much fun chatting with one another. Like, I think I would just have a blast. And then I would want to sit next to Max because I don't think he would talk to you at all.
Okay, so you're picking two good people.
Max, I don't think Max is a good choice. I think he would be moaning and groaning the whole time because he has to sit in economy.
Oh, and you'd have to, like, ask him to get up to pee.
Yeah, he would be annoying. He'd be mumbling under his breath, but he wouldn't, like, bother you. Like, he wouldn't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are people who
you'd Lando would make me laugh. Like, I would be, like, unwillingly laughing. Like, it would be fun, but I'd be like, shut up, I'm trying to sleep. This is a red eye.
Yeah.
Because in my scenario, it's a red eye.
Okay, perfect.
I'm falling asleep. My head is... going to one side.
Obviously, this isn't like a short haul trip. This is like we're flying, you know, transatlantic. So it's at least 6 hours.
Okay. Here's my hypothetical question.
Okay.
So of the drivers that we know either that most likely maybe own a jet. So Max and Lewis are probably the top two that like most likely probably own a jet. Mm-hmm. Maybe Lando because his family is so goddamn rich. Oh, and Lance Stroll.
Mm-hmm. The Strolls definitely own a jet. That's
definitely own a jet or two. Jet or five, I don't know. You know how Kim Kardashian has, like, Kim Air, and she, like, customized her entire private jet, and, like, so did Kylie. Kylie has Kylie Air. Mm-hmm. What would Max Air and, like, Lewis Air look like on the inside? Like, how would they have customized it?
Mm. I think Max would be, like, gaudy red. Okay. Like, I think it would be, like, red leather. And just kind of be, like, very, like, young 20s, like, gamer-esque kind of vibe. I think that there would be a lot of LED, like, lights. Mm-hmm. It would be very, like, gamer-esque, I think.
See, I was going to say from Max factory settings, just no customization. He's taking it straight as it comes. They're like, do you want to customize it? And he's like, I literally could not care less.
Lewis has, it's super minimalist and like very clean.
Lewis
all
is taking
neutrals.
Lewis is literally control paste, control copy paste, whatever. Copy pasting Kim Kardashian's Kim Air. It's like, mm-hmm. beige cashmere, mm-hmm. everything, like, yeah. everything in her jet is beige cashmere. That's exactly vegan what leather. Lewis is doing. Vegan leather, obviously, and with a custom like dog chair,
uh-huh, for Roscoe. Obviously, I love it.
That's definitely it.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he runs from. He runs from Kim K because he's like, this is my vibe, this is me.
Yeah, he can't date Kim because they're too similar. It's like a mirror for him.
Yeah.
When's Kim's birthday? Yeah. Do we know?
October 21st.
Mm. So she's Libra.
She's very close to Charles.
Well, is she a cusp? So Libra Scorpio?
Libra.
We'll have to run
until October 22nd.
Okay, so she's a cusp. We'll have to run a compatibility test for her and Lewis.
Mm-hmm. She's in her happy era right now. She is. I feel like Lewis is too. And so I feel like now is the time.
Now is the time for them. Now is the time. Come together. 2023 is the year of Kim and Lewis dating.
Okay. What if we're there? Like, what if we're at a race where Kim comes to her first F1 race and we're at that race and Lewis is there and we see them meet and like we're there when they fall in love?
I would want nothing
manifesting
more.
Manifesting that.
Manifest minute. Lewis and Kim fall in love and we're there to witness it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to dream about that tonight.
I probably same. If I wrote a fanfic about Lewis and Kim Kardashian meeting at an F1 race that I met.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Witnessing yes. true love.
Self-insert, we're there.
POV, you're watching Kim Kardashian and Lewis Hamilton fall in love.
I would literally want nothing more.
I just feel like he's the next kind of person she needs to go for. Like kind of like a very emotional kind of bad boy because he's a race car driver, like loves the thrill, loves the adrenaline, will get her out of her comfort zone, but is also very intelligent, very emotionally intelligent, very important for Kim. And I just feel like that's
the problem. Is does Lewis want to be a stepdad or does he want to be a full dad, right? Like, I think, is he willing to accept Kim's children as his own?
Or I think he'd be willing to accept and mate. Who knows? Her last two kids were born via surrogate, so doesn't mean that it can't happen again.
That's so true. You're so right. And they've got enough money that age doesn't matter.
No,
so
she really has banks of frozen eggs.
Absolutely. You're so
this
right. Okay,
I'm ready.
I'm
who
Lewis?
Do I speak to about this?
Lewis,
who
if you're listening,
do I write a letter to about
this year's
I'm getting
gala.
What's her name? Patty something, the celebrity matchmaker. Remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling her up, putting her back in business just to make this happen.
We're like, Kim needs love and Lewis needs love and they're a perfect match and you better put them together or we're going to riot.
We're going to riot.
All right. Speaking of perfect couples.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into
The Girls Room.
Our favorite segment.
Okay. So the first thing that I want to talk about is Pierre.
This is
Big Pierre. There's something else I really want to talk about, but that's going to take a while.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're going easy one first.
Okay. Perfect. We're easing into the girls' room.
So Pierre posted. So first of all, it was Pierre's girlfriend's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She is no longer a teenager. Big news for Pierre.
Let's go, Pierre.
Pierre is finally not dating a teenager.
Ew, I hate it.
So she's finally 20. She still can't drink in the United States of America. That's okay. She's 20 years old. She's no longer a teen. So that was, I don't know, what, last week, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And we finally got a photo today. I'm assuming it was him wishing her happy birthday. It said, congratulations, my love. So, like, maybe something else happened to her. I don't know. But I'm assuming it's, like, a belated birthday post. But so he posted probably one of the most PDA mm-hmm. pics any of the drivers have really ever posted.
Yeah.
It wasn't a feed post, so like it was a step below like what it could have been, but it was on his story. They're wearing matching outfits.
Matching fits.
Kissing.
Number one. That's super you're committed. You're committed to each other because you're wearing matching fits.
Yeah, Nick still won't match me. Literally changed the other day.
You have Nicole, who will match you every step of the way.
And I'm like, you're always jealous of how much I'm in love with Nicole, so why don't you just, like, get on her level and match me? He, like, literally physically changed the other day.
He's afraid of that level of love, I think. He's really afraid of it. He doesn't want to lean into it yet.
Once he starts, he's not going to be able to stop.
Exactly.
So I'm going to be like, we did it that time, so do it again. So anyways, Pierre and Kika were matching. They're making out. They're kissing. He's calling her my love on Instagram. So, I mean, this is a real thing. It's a real deal. We already knew it.
But also, Pierre's, like, open button chest hair cross necklace moment. I was like, spicy.
He's like PDA king right now.
PDA king.
You know what? We love a man that's not afraid to show off his girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Especially an athlete, because I feel like most athletes don't want people to know that they're in a relationship because they think it'll, like, hurt their image. They never show it. Here, not him. So Danny. Him. I was about to be like, you good? It was sounded really good.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Here's the real gossip.
Let's get into it, because the rumors.
We've been needing a, like, rumor session.
Yeah.
Lately. Like, a real rumor session.
I know, like, 2 weeks ago we said we weren't going to talk about her anymore because she's technically not part of the girls' room anymore. But like, this needs to be brought up. This needs to be discussed.
It has to be. So, Charlotte Siné, Charles's ex-girlfriend, was in Paris this week for Couture Fashion Week. Charles is also there, and so there was a lot of people being like, oh my god, they're both in Paris, do you think that they're gonna see each other, maybe they're gonna get back together, like, they're both in Paris, what if they're together? Psych, bitches, she was with another man.
Which, crazy already.
So crazy. Okay, so this is something that I'm personally very invested in this because I did watch the new season of Too Hot to Handle unwillingly at first, because Nick loves his trash TV. So, like, he loves shows like Too Hot to Handle and all of that, like, loves them. Are You with the One was, like, his favorite show.
He loves Love is Blind.
He does love Love is Blind. So he's watching Too Hot to Handle. I end up becoming invested because it's just, like, on in the background while I'm cooking every night. So I'm into it. We're watching it. First of all, there's one person on the show. We have to have him on the podcast. So he's probably the hottest person I've ever seen. Not ever. I say that about a lot of people. The only one I mean it about is Nick, my future husband. But his name is Seb. So I was already like, love someone named Seb. This is not who we're talking about. This is an aside. So Seb is, okay, and I texted you this because if anyone listening to this podcast has ever read, what is it, Hard and Fast by Kat Ransom, an F1 romance novel, this is Lennox Gibbs. This is literally Lennox Gibbs, and I was dying. He's Scottish, has, like, curly brown hair, beautiful, like, blue-green eyes, and is a race car driver with tattoos. Yep. I was just like, I'm sorry.
You're like, this is him come to life.
I'm freaking out. I was like, am I in a dream right now? Like, who is this person? So anyways, we have to have him on the podcast because he's a race car driver and now has this other connection to F1. So on the show and now in real life, Seb's best friend was an Australian boy named Creed McKinnon. Now on the show, Creed was the worst. He's just like, stupid. Like,
everyone on that show is kind of the worst.
There was a lot of people that are, like, super nice and they're very fun. Like, it was actually, like, it's, like, a fun show.
I watched the first season, I didn't watch the second season.
I liked this one, but Creed was, like, very dumb in the fact that he's just very they're all super young also, where I'm like, you guys are too young to be having this problem that you can't go, like, a week without having sex. Like, you have
over
to
the hand over the pants hand job.
I'm like, relax, you guys. But so he is just, like, very naive and unaware. So on the show, he actually got kicked off the show by the end because he was the worst. So he first coupled up with a girl named Sophie, And Sophie got asked on a date by one of the newcomers. Like, you can't really say no. And so he was, like, freaking out. He was like, I really like her. I can't believe she's, like, doing this. I really hope that she doesn't, like, decide to couple up with this new guy instead. Mm-hmm. Freaking out all day. Being like, okay, well, now I know what I have. Whatever. She comes back to Creed. She says, I'm not going to go with this guy because I really like you and I want to see where this goes. And he was like, me too. Cut to literally... 30 minutes later, a new girl named Flavia comes in.
Okay.
They're all getting ready for bed. Flavia literally makes eye contact with Creed. And he immediately is like, I have a huge connection with Flavia, so I think I have to end things with Sophie. Decides to go with Flavia because they literally made eye contact. Then he's with Flavia. Everything's great for a couple episodes. And then another new girl comes in mm-hmm. named Imogen from... also from Australia. Okay. And he's obsessed with her. But he doesn't end things with Flavia, doesn't end things with Imogen. He's just playing both of them, literally to both of them being like, yeah, I ended things with the other girl. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. they all sleep in the same room.
Oh, good.
So I'm like, how are you guys not knowing this? So anyways, the like host of the show gave him an opportunity, like called him out in front of everyone to like admit the truth. And all mm-hmm. the guys knew kind of what was going on. And he literally just stayed lying in front of everyone. And so the host was like, you're out of here. Like, you're being so dumb. So no one really liked Creed on the show. And he just felt very, like, didn't know what he wanted. Couldn't commit to one person. Couldn't be honest. And, like, is definitely, like, if he stayed with one of those girls, definitely would have cheated on her with someone mm-hmm. else. And is definitely susceptible to being a cheater in real yeah. life, I think. So why are we talking about Too Hot to Handle and why are we talking about Creed McKinnon? Because Creed is the one that Charlotte Sinet was allegedly with in Paris.
Mm, juicy, juicy.
Juicy, juicy, juicy.
But so, I feel like kind of like the perfect rebound for her.
Yeah, just a hot guy.
A hot guy who you don't really hot, have to like
too hot to handle.
Fall in love with, but it's going to create a lot of buzz for you.
Mm-hmm. The season just came out. Too Hot to Handle like just came out, I think, in like December. So like yep. he's still getting a lot of buzz. So anyways, so there was like eagle eye people out there that spotted that they followed each other on Instagram. They were had been liking each other's photos and then they were taking photos from like the same places. Mm-hmm. So like would be posting, like Charlotte would post a photo on her story and like a little bit later Creed would post a photo from that exact same spot or like from the same bakeries mm-hmm. like, all these things to be like they're together, like where right. they're literally one of them is stalking another person
mm-hmm.
most likely they're together. Creed posted a reel on Instagram or a TikTok and you see like a girl like tap his shoulders, people zoomed in, it was Charlotte's hand based on the rings and the nails. So
sneaky, sneaky,
sneaky, sneaky. Charlotte's found a new guy. We're not too trusting of him right now. And I hope he treats her okay. But also then there's the people that, you know, there's things that are in rumors that are factual facts. Mm-hmm. They're posting from the same place. Not facts when they started talking. No yeah. one can prove that. No one knows that. We don't have the Discover thing on Instagram anymore to see like exactly when someone followed someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, that was the craziest feature.
I know. That was such a good era. That was such a chaotic era. We could see what everyone chaos. Was liking and following.
Can you imagine? It was like 32 minutes ago your boyfriend liked this Instagram model's photo. And you could be like, you didn't text me back 32 minutes ago. And I know you're on your phone. Craziness. Absolute insanity. Anyways. We don't know when they started talking, but now people are like, oh, like there's rumors now that she broke up with Charles for Creed
mm-hmm.
and like all this now stuff. And I'm like, we can't prove that. Nobody can prove that. The only people that know what happened there is them. And the only people that know what's happening with her and Creed are them. And we like don't know anything about timelines. We likely never will know.
Yeah.
But this is just a very fun rumor. We have not seen confirmation.
This is a very fun rumor.
But I'm very invested in this one.
Yes. It's a good rumor. I think it's juicy. I think that it's fun. And I love that for Charlotte, I think.
And yeah, I would just love to know, like, how did they start talking? Like, who I know.
Did he slide into who DMs?
First? Like, does yeah. how does he know her? Like, it does he follow F1 because now he's friends with Seb, who's a race car driver? Maybe
is he
Seb
just follows like,
F1? Like, or does he is he just an F1 fan?
Yeah, I don't know. And
how
like,
does he know about her? How does she... I mean, it's obvious how she would know about him is if she watched Too Hot to Handle.
So pretty big like, get for him. Then he's like, I'm fucking Charles Leclerc's ex-girlfriend.
And pretty good for her to like throw that in Charles' mm-hmm. face to be like, I'm fucking that guy from Too Hot to Handle.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. It's something. It's something, that's for sure.
And it's just fun, okay? She's it's having fun. She's literally 23 years old. Let her do whatever she wants.
Yeah, he's like 22. So, like, let's go. This is great.
Young love.
So that's the girls' room. There's not a lot, but there's good shit in there today.
It was juicy.
Mm-hmm. Dumois would be proud of that one.
All right. We have our first fan-submitted manifest minute.
We sure do. You guys, we got so many submissions for Manifest Minute this week. So thank you to everyone that sent them in. Nicole and I on the side are manifesting for you.
Yes.
We've read all of your manifests. And so we will be doing manifest personally. But obviously we can't do everyone's. If you do not hear your manifest today, keep listening week after week because we will try to get through as many as we can as they continue to come in. So keep sending your manifest minutes and know that even if it doesn't end up on the podcast right away, you're still getting the manifesting power of Nicole and I. And that
absolutely
is pretty big. We have absolutely. You know that we have big manifesting powers.
Huge.
Huge. All right, so the first one is coming from Holly. So I'm going to let you take this one away, Nicole, because you are the manifest queen. And for our first fan submitted one, we need all of the energy we can get.
Okay, so thank you, Holly, for submitting. A little background on Holly. She is applying to grad school in public health, and she's just asking for a little bit of Kate Nicole Manifest Minute, TG1F Manifest Minute power to hear back and get into the top schools of her choice. So we're going to go ahead, eyes closed, deep breath in, deep breath out. Now, imagine you're Holly. You're anxiously awaiting, refreshing your email. You know that the time has come to start hearing back about your grad school programs. You are smart. You are dedicated to your studies. You are passionate, and you know that you are going to crush these grad school programs. And so you know that you're going to get yeses from all of your top schools. Mm-hmm. You're refreshing. Ding. New email pops into your inbox. There it is. What does the subject say? Congratulations. You've been accepted to school of your choice. We were not given specifics about which school, but long story short, it says congratulations.
Ding.
The
ding,
dings,
ding,
ding, ding, ding. It's 10 a.m. They're sending out those emails. You're just getting back to back to back to back acceptance letters from your grad schools of choice. You're elated. You're overwhelmed with choice. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Also, they're offering you tons of scholarships because you deserve it. So now you have so many options and so many choices because you have worked hard and you know that you are capable and worthy of these schools. So now you just get to sit back and relax and make a decision about where you want to spend the next year or two of your life studying public health. And breathe in, breathe out, and open your eyes. And Holly, I hope, and we're manifesting, obviously, that you do get into these schools. And we know that, you know, if you were not super excited about this and you didn't study super hard, you wouldn't be where you are today. And so we have no doubt in our minds that you are going to get into those schools of your choice.
And we are going to go forward in our lives, and everyone else on this that's listening to this podcast is going to go forward in their lives, believing and knowing that that timeline is this reality so that it'll happen.
Exactly. We're all rooting for you, Holly. We know that it's possible.
I would wish you good luck, but I don't have to because it's going to happen.
We know it's going to happen.
We know it's happening.
Yeah.
And that was our – I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I hope that everyone joined in. Everyone did the manifest. And we are just wishing the best things. So I can't wait to do another one next week. That was so fun. I love to do manifest minutes. And I love when they're for other people. Like, I just want everything good to happen to everyone that listens.
I love it. I love doing little manifest minute, ending this podcast on a happy note on, you know, wishing for good things for people. So – we'll just continue to bring that positive energy into the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly, let us know. Let us know what happens
when
you
posted.
Yeah, keep us posted. And like Holly, if you are listening and you would love for a little Kate Nicole manifest minute, drop us an email, twogirlsoneformula@gmail.com, with the subject line manifest minute request. We do read them all. So please keep them coming because we love to get them as well.
We sure do. And so we'll be back with another manifest minute next week. But until then,
we'll see you guys on the internet.
See you on the internet.
Bye. Bye.